So I'd rather not. Because of my access to the bathroom.
To start it?
All right.
Somebody loan me something to write on?
Well, wait a second. I actually think it will become a vote between Joseph and yourself.
No, I think that Joseph would be ineligible if a member of this body wants to serve.
I don't think so. I think that the body gets to decide. It can be a member, or it doesn't, but it doesn't have to be.
Well, all right, then. It's the power member.
Secretary doesn't have to be a member.
You asked me a favor earlier. You're not going to get it.
I'm just trying to follow the rules.
Yeah, and then we need to get a... You can even do the chair if you want.
Okay, I'm hearing I'm calling the meeting to order, and the first item of business will be the issue of filling the seat of secretary. It is my understanding that...
Mr. Chairman, I would withdraw my name as secretary.
Okay, thank you. That helps to expedite things. Does anybody object to Joseph Davis serving as secretary for the next 3 months? Hearing none? There's been some debate over the question of whether or not Hank Lamb, he's not here. So I presume that's a moot question, and as a result of Hank Lamb's resignation, we are seating Lars Headington.
Hey.
And that is Lars right there. If you raise your hand, I presume it's either a point of information or a point of order, and I would rather you just shout it out because you can interrupt. Do you have a point of order or point of information?
Yes, sir.
What is your, which one is it?
I think that it's a point of information.
Okay.
It's in our procedure that this must be accepted, a resignation of a member, and then naturally we sit the next night. That's what we defend last year.
Okay.
Then I believe that we should be consistent.
Okay. Is there a question here?
Yeah, she is wondering whether or not the body has to accept the resignation of Hank Lamb.
We did.
Well, let me just say, expedite business. We can get into the technicalities of this later. Is there anyone who objects to accepting the resignation of Hank Lamb and the seating of Lars Headington? Seeing none, done. Okay, next item on the agenda is the, I'm announcing the, which you all probably know, Don Cook has also resigned. The next person in line is Richard Hyde. He has informed me that he will not be able to be here this month or next, but he will be here in August. So, for the time being, that is until he misses three consecutive meetings. Do you have a point of information?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
What is your point of information? What is your request for information?
A member, one that is being seated, can ask for whatever excuse they wanted. But we want to push somebody that is not being seated? I never heard of it. I mean, a member can ask for an excuse absent, but you need to be a member.
Are you suggesting that Richard Hyde will have to vacate his seat and we will go to the next person?
He is not credible, I don't know.
Well, I am making the ruling that we will, if he does not attend in August, he will have missed three meetings in a row. Point of information?
I move that we excuse Richard Hyde if he needs an excuse. I'm not sure he does, but...
Yeah, he didn't find out until recently, although I think I sent him a text message as soon as I knew. But he didn't see it until I talked to him about a week ago.
I move that we excuse his absence.
Pardon me?
I move that we excuse his absence.
Is there any objection to excusing the absence of Richard Hyde?
Mr. Chair,
I'd like to amend the motion. This is not an amendable motion. You either excuse his absence or you don't.
Well, there are three other people who have requested excused absence. I'd like to add them to the list.
I'm going to take those in order.
All right.
Okay? Is there any? Okay, there's one objection to excusing the absence of Richard Hyde. Seeing no other objections, his absence will be excused. And we'll move on. All right.
Somebody object that we don't vote.
Okay, okay, I'll take it as a vote. All those in favor of excusing the absence of Richard Hyde, please raise your hands. All those opposed? Okay, the motion passes and his absence is excused. Let us move Well, no, it says the next thing on the agenda, according to our standing rules, is staff recognition. Do we have, and let me advise you that we have a very full agenda, so I hope you can keep these short and sweet. I think 2 minutes maximum is our standing rule.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I would like to move the excuse of member Jim Kratka, who sent a request for excuse in writing.
We are in staff recognition.
Okay, well, at what point were you planning on taking that up?
Roll call, which is the next item after staff recognition.
All right, fine.
What?
Okay. Okay. Do we have any staff that we wish to recognize tonight? Seeing none, we'll move on. Roll call.
I'll call them and you'll write it down.
You good? All right.
The whole list?
Okay. Adriana Casanave.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. We noted that Richard Hyde has received an excused absence. Di Conkling requested an excused absence. Is there any objection to Di Conkling's request for an excused absence to take care of grandkids? Okay, no objection, excused absence. Bill Crozier, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're doing, taking a roll. Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Alexandra Hunter.
Here.
Jim Kratka has requested an excused absence because of work obligations. Does anyone object to giving Jim Kratka an excused absence? Seeing none, excused absence. Jerry Lynch is not here yet. I think he will be here. P.K. McCary said she would be here. She's not here yet. Robert Mark.
Present.
Susie Moreno.
Here.
Susan Radman.
Here.
Jaime Rodriguez.
Here.
Deb Shafto requested an excused absence. She's on vacation in New York. Any objection to excusing the absence of Deb Shafto? Okay, excused absence. Casey Sinclair.
Here.
Anne Child. Ted Weisskopf. Here. Vinicio Williams.
Here.
Okay, staff representatives. Rhonda Garner is in Chicago and has requested an excused absence. Any objection? Seeing none, excused absence. Robert Gartner.
Here.
Wally James is ill and requests an excused absence. Any objections? Seeing none, excused. Lars Headington.
Here.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
And Clint Smith.
Here.
Thank you very much. Obadiah Kamau informed me that he is running late. He's been involved in meetings with Pacificans all day long and also had car issues and will be here at about 7:30. Okay, having completed this item, I'm going to pass the gavel to...
Yes, ma'am. Can we recognize the treasurer?
Oh, Lars.
No.
I'm sorry.
Nick Economidis.
Nick. We will get to the treasurer's report later, I think. Okay? You're in for the long haul. Oh, and also our guests, at 8 o'clock, time certain, we have public comment, no matter where we are on the agenda, for 30 minutes. And Pat, the lady over there in the blue shirt, if you wish to sign up, you do not have to divulge your name. You can be anonymous 1, 2, 3 if you wish. But if you wish to speak at 7:30, you have to sign up. Oh, no, you don't. Actually, at 7, we still have time at 8 o'clock. You can, at 8:30, I should say, you'll have that opportunity. Okay.
Elaine.
I would like to make a motion.
All right. First of all, I want to say hi to everybody and let you know that I'll be pretending to be chair for a little while. I'm not as versed in Robert's Rules of Order as our regular chair is. So if I forget to do something or it's wrong, if it doesn't totally freak you out, we'll see how fast we get through this.
Okay.
The chair recognizes
Ted.
I
move that the standing rule for our agenda be suspended and that following the item we just did, which was number 7, actually, I messed up. We had no consent items. That we go to unfinished and new business, which was carried over from our main meeting. And that the Pacific National Board and PNB committee reports and the rest of this agenda follow that. And this is not debatable or amendable. It either passes or fails on a vote.
All in favor, please raise your hand. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12. And opposed? 12, 1.
And opposed?
12, 1.
Okay,
you can just back. Yep. We're going to be bouncing back and forth when I have motions in there. There are some on this agenda that I've introduced. I will have to pass the gavel.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Are there any extra agendas for the people in the audience?
Yes.
Elaine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Elaine?
Yes, who wants it?
Whatever. That's the ones you have.
We have.
For the audience.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Am I the only one that wants to?
You might want to save up two of those for members that said they
were on. She might have wanted one. Did you want one? I'll take one. Yeah. Or if you don't mind.
Actually, the first item is regarding a town hall meeting. And it was supposed to be a report from either P.K. McCary, Cliff Smith, Hank Lamb, or Obadike Kamau. Cliff, do you know anything about a town hall meeting? You have not had. Does anyone know anything about the town hall meeting?
Can we?
Yeah, we'll postpone this item until Obadike arrives or PK arrives.
PK.
Okay. Item B under unfinished business, program council election status and the relationship to the LSB, taking into account the LSB duty, bylaws article 7G to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation. Okay. The National Board, as you know, passed a policy to create a program council. And what I've just read to you is that this body is stated in the bylaws to do what I just paraphrased. So my question to the body is, does anybody have any idea what we do? I guess I'm really turning to the national board members. What do we do if we create a program council? And we also have the situation that we do not have five people from this body that have said they wish to be on it. It's a 15-member body, supposed to be made up of five programmers, five from the board, and five from the community. We have not had sufficient nominees. Would anybody like to speak to this matter?
How many people have volunteered?
About three.
I'll add nine.
Okay, you're the first program. Bill.
Well, yeah, we really haven't ever elected people from this year from the this body, and it just seems like we need to step up the publicity if you don't have enough other programmers and or members of the solicitor community to apply.
Okay.
I'm not sure a lot of people know about it.
You know, there was a staff meeting, programmers meeting about 10 days ago, and I spoke at one of them and made the announcement, but didn't have that opportunity at the second programmers meeting. But do you have any more specificity to that suggestion, Bill, regarding how we step up the publicity? Are you talking about on-air, a PSA? Are you talking about notes in the boxes, which we did once?
Could you clarify how many applicants we have for each category? That's what I'm not sure. The on-air will only apply to the listener.
Let's see, we have Sandy Weinman and somebody that he knows, and a minister who does an HD program. And that's
for staff.
For staff. Evan, yes, Evan McClanahan. And I presume that whether you're on the HD channel or whether you're on 90.1, you're considered a programmer? Okay. I hear no objections to that. Okay. Jaime.
I might propose that we just put something on air, a quick PSA. I would be happy to record it, or anybody else can record it, and get it on the air as quickly as possible, maybe with a 30-day deadline to apply. And anybody who's applied within that, maybe we'll have more applications at the very least.
Okay. So you will take that on?
I can do that tonight. I can drive by there.
We're going to go till 3 in the morning, but great. No, we're not. No, we're not. Bad joke. All right. Okay, so please note that Jerry Lynch has arrived. Okay. Excuse me. All right, yes. Susie, did you want to comment on this?
I was just going to say the same thing, that we have a PSA of any flyers in the boxes for the program.
Okay, does anybody object to these suggestions? Flyers in the boxes again. And PSA. And the PSA should probably address all three groups, programmers, community, and, hey,
board members. Yeah.
Well, do we have any other board members besides KC who would like to serve on the program council? Okay. Lars?
Anissa.
Okay, Anissa.
This is the thing that George Ryder proposed last fall.
Right. I would like to be on it. So that's Ted. Jerry, you had your hand up?
Yes.
Jerry? So with that, we have at least filled one-third of the program council. The other question is, if it was called a committee, I would know exactly what to do. Committees report to the board. This board is supposed to make sure. You saw the quote from the bylaws. So does the program council provide this body with a report just like any of the other entities? My judgment is yes. I just want to know that I'm judging correctly. Is there any objection to that? I don't want blowback later when we get reports from the program council. Robert.
Well,
We have five members on the committee.
Yeah.
Although I was only able to write down four. But if we have five members on the committee, it would seem to me that there are five people that can report on the activities of that committee.
I just want to know that I'm supposed to put it on the agenda for this body.
Yes.
Well, I think that you should treat it like a committee, but I think that our five members on that committee are the ones that are accountable to us, not the rest of them.
Okay.
I would second that if that's made into a motion.
No. I just want to know that I'm not going to get blowback from y'all when I take that, make that move. All right. Thank you very much. You have no idea what a mountain we just climbed. We are now at a new business, and if neither Obadike Kamau or Brian Sanchez is here, I don't know whether or not anybody has a copy of the underwriting policy that is being implemented, and we have a motion to affirm that policy. Does anybody have any knowledge of what that policy is? Casey, how long is it?
It is 14 pages.
How does the body want to treat this? Can we? Can you come up with highlights?
Can we receive it before and read it?
I think it has been distributed before.
I never
had.
How did you get it, Casey?
I was given it in a committee meeting, I think in the development. In February.
Okay, would you like to postpone this until next month?
Yes. Casey, if you'll give me your copy, I can send a copy out to everybody tomorrow.
My understanding that Obadike passed this out like at the February meeting as well. You might find it in the
page. He said that way it raised my hand because I asked him in the last meeting and he said, I didn't say that, I will send it.
But be that as it may, yes, Bill.
Well, I can email it to you. I got it from Obadike. I think everybody did, but
I can do it.
But you don't have to make copies.
I'm not making copies. Okay. I'm going to email it. Yeah. I will scan it.
Thank you.
Okay. City Council requires that you have, I think, two readings before you have a final vote. This seems to me to be significant enough that delaying it is wise judgment, and I hear no objection to moving on to the next item. And now I will pass the gavel back to Elaine, and I will make a motion.
The chair recognizes Ken.
I move that this body encourage producers. Is this right? No, yes, I'm sorry. I move that this body encourage producers to devote extensive time to political issues, specifically related to the program Open Journal. It's item C, Open Journal. I can ask for a second.
I second.
You have a second,
yes, ma'am? We're just performing the program council. I believe that it's not up to this LSB or any LSB. We are supposed to be here is to work with the state to ensure that the station program fulfills the purpose. I personally don't feel confident with the LSB telling anybody, even programmers or whoever, what to do. That's why we will have a program council, and I believe that is the right thing to do. We have enough.
Okay. The reason I introduced this motion is because having listened to the Open Journal for an extended period of time and hearing many programs on medical issues, psychological issues, at a time when we have elections in Houston, elections in Pasadena, elections in Pearland that we give virtually no coverage to, and in view of the fact that the program council will probably not be up and running for 2 to 3 months, I think giving some feedback to the people who produce a show that is on 5 days a week, so we're talking 40 more programs before the program council is up and running, I think is a further dereliction of our duty, and we need to at least give some guidance to the folks on Open Journal to cover politics more.
Are we in debate on this issue, or
yes?
Is that where we're at? Okay. So I would say I agree with the spirit of what Ted's trying to do, because we all want more progressive radio on the air fast. But I'm not sure that I think that an advisory council like ours should ever be involved in the day-to-day operations of the business of the group. So I would probably be against us recommending anything outside of this program council thing, which is shows the desperate need for the growth of the program council. I mean, if that doesn't prove the desperate need for it, I don't know what does. And Ted is on, I think, this program council now, so I think he would be a very effective advocate for getting more political talk on their air quickly. Might be incentive for you guys to work fast. But I think we all agree with the spirit of it, but I'm not sure that I like the idea of us meddling. So.
No, I'm not.
Sorry, that's my 2 cents.
I guess this is a request for information, in that I want to know the language. Is the motion as written here? And what does encouraging mean? Because I'm wondering whether, you know, the Attorney General of the United States would see encouraging as anything but a suggestion. If it's a suggestion, I'm all for it. If it's a mandate, I'm not, for the reasons stated.
As long as I'm not giving up my second opportunity to speak, no, it is what you just said. We're on the same page. It is encouraging. It is not demanding of anything. It's just a spirit statement. That's why you're going. That's why I give it to Gavel.
Okay. Just ask the kid. No.
Actually, I kind of agree with Adriana. I think the Program Council should take this up. So I move to refer this to the Program Council whenever they get going.
Is there a follow-up?
Yeah.
Is there a second?
I would second that, but aren't we in the middle of another open vote and second? I don't know if this is an amendment or to the... Because the motion was made to recommend this, and then there was a second to that. So now this is a new motion. So it's an amendment.
It's an amendment.
It was a move to refer.
To refer.
Referring it to another.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Out of order.
Yes, sir.
I think his motion is out of order because he's asking us to refer something to a body that does not exist. And there's no guarantee that we're going to get people to run for it, even with the initiatives we perform. So I think the motion is out of order. You have to rule whether it is or isn't.
Wasn't this the PNB directive to have this program council, though?
Yes.
So, I mean, whether it exists or not, yes, we have to have it. It's not really our choice.
Right. Okay.
So, is there a deadline to when we can have them?
No, that's the problem. That's what Ted's pointing out.
Is there a way to set a deadline?
To say that if he does...
To have the Program Council...
Because we all want it to happen fast.
Because we want it to happen.
Right. Can't you put on your PSA, we must have these all by...
It's a 15-member council, right? So if we have 8 people, that's a quorum. I mean, at that point, can't they start functioning?
No. The create the program council specified how the LSB and sometimes the management, the general manager and the LSB need to agree in some of the people and need to vote in the people. This will not happen in next LSB meeting for sure.
But we still can put a date to when we need to have
to present, but we should know. Yeah.
So are we referring it or what?
No.
We're not?
Oh,
okay.
Not yet.
While I don't see that B or C, not that C is brought up yet, but I'm going to bring it up for the sake of what I have to say, will necessarily directly affect the hosts of and producers of the Open Journal. It was expressed to me that they're not being consulted with some of the things they've heard are the plans for modifying the program. You know, it seems harmless to me that the show as it is couldn't or shouldn't be opened up to telephone calls.
Yeah.
I also miss that relative to when it was not the Open Journal run by Dwayne Bradley. And I wouldn't disagree with the need and usefulness to have issues of political discussion.
Yeah, we all agree with that.
Yes.
You know, there's been some rumors about changing the time of the show and some other things, and I just wonder whether the members of Open Journal, some of whom are very passionate about their role in that, are being included in this.
That I don't.
I just want to say one more thing, and this issue of, and this will use up my opportunities to speak on this matter. On the issue of getting involved in the day-to-day operation of programming, our esteemed interim executive director told us to go look at best practices and look at this issue of day-to-day operations versus policy. And what I read was that if an organization is functioning well, you should get out of the way as a board and let them do what they are doing. On the other hand, if that organization is not functioning well, and you think that things have to change, as I do, then you should start counting staples and paper clips, and you should meddle to your heart's content if that is going to get that organization out of the dire straits that it is in, and we are in dire straits. And I think this is a long overdue statement. It's as lame as I can make it. It's just saying encourage. It has no teeth to it. But at least it lets the members of the staff that does this program know how we as members of this body and of this organization feel. Thank you.
Adriana, this will be your last time.
It's very clear, the local extension we have by laws, and I understand that we disagree with a lot of them, me too, but we have it, and in the meantime, if we don't change it, we need to follow. We cannot cherry pick. The second thing is the board has clearly said here the option to question things is true when you evaluate. You evaluate the general manager, you evaluate the government director, and then you can say they are following. All of us agree in principle that's what we need, that we think that should be. But we have a general manager and we have programmers, and I think that need to be very clear that this board have enough in their hands, right? Why don't we follow what we have and use the tools that we have? I agree, I know that Ted is passionate about that, but that is normally one of the reasons why we have all the animosity, if you wish, because programmers feel that we know little, some of us, like me, know nothing about programming, And I've never been there to go and tell a programmer what to do, because I don't know. I know what how to do this, that I was elected to do. And I think that in the meantime, that we justify stepping in somebody's toes because it's a need for, that is a slippery slope. You know, we have our something to do. We are paying some employees to do a specific job. We as board should be sure that they do what they are supposed to be doing and they reach the goal. That's all that we can do.
Can I just offer a friendly amendment?
We have an amendment to the motion, and it reads as follows: to vote to reaffirm KPFT's commitment to programming radio, progressive radio, and facts in alternative facts.
Facts in an alternative facts world.
Pardon?
Commitment to progressive radio and facts in an alternative facts world.
Right. Second.
Because that shows we have a commitment to it without creating a
necessary tension.
Yeah. I think that's a very powerful statement, actually, for the LSB to make.
Take it to a vote.
If this is a substitute, I support it. I think I think this and the next motion are actually micromanaging, but I think this is much better.
Okay.
Until we have a problem.
Okay, so are we ready to vote? Do we have any other comment? No.
Could you restate the name?
Sure. Vote to reaffirm KPFT's commitment to progressive radio and facts in an alternative facts world. Right?
Second.
Okay, Jerry?
I'd like to speak against that motion. It's just, so what? I mean, you know, why make it at all? I mean, it's like, I mean, it's harmless, but it doesn't do anything good either.
Makes the meeting go on.
Well, that's
like
true.
They got
that's
your
true.
Way.
In that spirit, I would say,
there we go.
Let's vote for it unanimously.
We vote for your amendment first, or vote for
the substitute.
Pardon? Okay, we're going to vote on the amendment.
Substitute motion.
I'm sorry. Would you like me to read it again, or does everybody know? Okay. All of those in.
Could you read it one more time?
Sure. Vote to reaffirm KPFT's commitment to progressive radio and facts in an alternate facts world. Okay, all of those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All of those opposed? 2, 1, 2, 2, 2 opposed. 14, 2, that passes. Do you want to gavel that?
No, so another motion. That amends the motion. I get that actually down.
Okay.
No, that's a substitute. It's a substitute. It's a substitute.
It's a substitute.
It's a
substitute.
Yes, sir?
Okay. Item C under new business. This is regarding Open Journal, a motion encouraging producers to reopen phone lines to members of the community.
Okay, he's
going to
speak to his motion, and then he'll be next.
Yeah, I've tried to find out how many people are sending in text messages, using social media. And I am listening to this program for as long as I have. I think I may have heard of two questions that we received via social media. And I'm talking about over a year of the program. When we had the Open Journal the other yesterday morning with Elaine and Casey and myself, we had about 10 phone calls in the hour. The phones were pretty much full from the time we opened the lines 20 minutes in until the end. One of the beauties of radio is the voices. It's the passion of the listeners. One member in our audience, Johnny, notwithstanding, that's a joke. Hearing voices is what we're all about, not the translation and interpretation of the hosts of the show. I think it's better radio, and I think we should approve of this motion.
Which motion?
To encourage, it's item C, under new business.
I know which motion you're talking about. We have a program on right after Open Journal called Voices.
No, this is Open Journal.
I know what you're saying, Ken, but it seems to me those programs are so similar. I think anybody who's listened to both of them would find them stupefyingly similar. What program are you talking? You're talking about a talk show?
Open Journal.
Open Journal. Open. What's the difference between Open Journal and Voices?
Open Journal
is
the voice of the
To respond, Open Journal, the show hosted primarily by Dwayne Bradley and Marlo Blue, is the program I am talking about.
And the program you just mentioned a few minutes ago was talking about when you,
as well as I, have gone up to
speak on the air, and we were talking about some of the issues affecting the board. And that was program has been called by you as Open Journal.
I'm sorry.
I think you mixed them up to get your point made.
The Open Journal program that Dwayne Bradley and Marlo Blue does not accept calls. The Voices program, it's up to the people who host it. When we did a Voices segment, which was the local station board report to the community yesterday, we took calls and got about 10 in the hour that we were on the air.
What time was that program on?
9 to 10.
And that's, what time is Open Journal on? What time?
8 to 9.
Chair?
Yes, we.
I believe that when the, and I don't have it with me, but I believe that when the Open Journal, the explanation of Open Journal was devoting half of their time to receiving calls from the listeners. I feel again, I agree totally, should be. I know that was close when they received too many complaints from people calling and they didn't want it to be there. I agree. But don't we have if something was decided to be that way, why we need to keep reinventing the wheel? I agree totally that should be open. Like when they opened the program, when they first decided the program, that was the idea. Half of the time at least devoted to listeners, right? We should go that way. And if not, we should, because I feel that we are trying to tell everybody what to do. And that I think that still, we are not micromanaging. We shouldn't.
Okay.
And if the general manager doesn't do the job and tell the programmers and they don't solve it, that's why we are here. We can go there and say, general manager, program director, this is not happening. We have a problem here. We need to solve it. That's it.
I guess it goes back to the idea of meddling. I think it is Open Journal, so that sounds to me like it should be open. But we have to have the mechanisms in place for if the programming is not what it said it was going to be, that someone needs to be an oversight, and this body should not be that oversight. So suggesting that Open Journal reopen the phone lines seems like we're overstepping, and someone else, like maybe it's OBD Care or someone else, should be the one who steps in and says, hey, listen, y'all promised y'all would be Open Journal. Because even if we suggest that Open Journal should open the phone lines, if they don't, then what? I mean, they're just flying in our face then. We have no teeth to enforce this.
Right.
That's not, that's our job is not to enforce these types of things either. So, I mean, it's, again, well-intended, but we need to get to who's the management oversight over these things, because that is of more concern to me than the actual individual shows.
Since the program was set up to be open journal and to be not, like you say, accepting phone calls, then that's what it should be, and if it's the general managers that should be addressing that issue, if it's not happening, then we need to talk, we need to have that discussion with him too. You know, this is how we feel. And if we're not going to have open journal, perhaps we should change it and put closed journal.
I'm sorry, we don't have. Yeah, she's
up. Yeah, the maker of this motion a minute ago said that at the 9 to 10 program, whether the phones are open is up to the program. But is making a motion insisting that the 8 to 9 program have the phone lines open. I think you either stand for the producer of the show being able to produce their own show, which is free speech, or you stand for micromanaging the program of the radio show. And so I cannot vote for this as long as there's a double standard. If there was a general policy about every programmer having call-ins, that might be something that is equitable. But this seems to be micromanaging one particular time slot to the exclusion of another time slot that does the same thing.
Well, kind of going with what he's saying, I think it is micromanaging. We have something like about 90 to 100 different shows. Are we going to act like a program council or a program director and look at every individual show and decide what should be changed on it? We don't have time to do that. That's why we have staff to do this, and that. Hopefully we'll have a program council sometime soon. So I just think we should stay out of this, and I'll oppose the motion because of that.
I wish Robert had made an amendment, and I would support that amendment. The only reason I only brought up the open journal is because it has a history, and I think that the Voices program has pretty consistently, haven't listened to it every day, but I think they have been accepting calls on most of the shows that I have heard. On this question of micromanagement, I will go back to my point about paper clips and staples. And this suggestion that the manager of the station, Obadike, should jump in and go tell Dwayne Bradley, Marlo Blue, and the producers of that program without any guidance from us. You know, maybe we don't think that the open journal should have calls. I think we all in our hearts do believe that, but to put it on him to go tell Dwayne Bradley, start taking calls without the backing of this board is putting him out at the end of a pier that's being sawed off at the other end. Maybe. You know, I think we all believe this, but we need to let him know by this vote. And so therefore, I think we should let Open Journal know that this program should be taking calls.
I mean, OBDK is our guy. He's there right now. He serves at our pleasure, and we have him there. That should be affirmation enough that what he's doing is the right. And he's the manager. So, and each show is being judged by their own internal consistency. If it's called open, it's like having a 7-Eleven that's only open from 6 to 5. I mean, when you call yourself 7-Eleven, you should at least be open from 7-Eleven. You know, if you want to go to 24 hours, great, that's extra, but you should at least be open 7-Eleven. If you're Open Journal and that's what you claim your show is, then you should be open. But that's not really, we have no enforcement mechanism. We don't, there's no way for us to say to them, do it or else, because what is the or else? There is no or else. But OBDK, as interim manager, has the or else. The or else is he can take you off the air. And once we have the program council, you know, going, they can do recommendations and things like that. And I think that's probably what the PMB intended by having this program council, to be that backbone or and that help, you know, for the, whoever the manager is at that time. But I would say right now, I mean, no one is even questioning Obadike. He's there. He's our guy, and that's it. And so if he tells them, look, be open journal, then great. But I go back to meddling. At this moment, it's just simply there's so many real issues that we've got to get to that to micromanage at this point, it kind of, you know, skips the forest for the trees kind of deal. So, I mean, and again, I'm totally with Ted on the intent behind all this. I mean, we all, I think, want Open Journal to be open, right? So, yeah, we all agree with that. And anybody listening to our show tonight on recorded radio will hear that we say we want Open Journal to be open, you know, but to make that an actual motion starts to make this board something other than it really needs to be. So, I mean, and it's these little incursions where we've got to be careful because it's the smallest thing that opens us up to this whole other, you know, can of worms.
Okay.
I would just like to say that what we're really talking about, I think, is past and present. What we're doing in the present right now is writing some of the issues that people have problems with in the past. And which is why I say we should do a retreat so that we can talk about some of the things that stand in our way, because this is one of them. It's a show that seems to be more of a bully pulpit, so to speak, for certain things that have different kinds of intentions. And don't say you're just intuiting or you're guessing. A lot of us are paying attention, and we're all intelligent people here, and we could call it what it is, but I think that the motion speaks to the fact that it's something that should be looked into. But one of the things in coming to listen to the staff and watching how Obadike is looking at everything, I'd like to trust him in doing his job, and I'd like to give and throw my full support behind that with a kind of vote and discussion here that it's something that should be looked into for the all betterment of the whole state.
Are you sure we're not ready for a vote?
I want to say something that I believe that, I'm not at the station, I don't know how the situation is. I agree totally that Obadike is our general manager. He is supposed to be in charge. Mm-hmm. What I want to see if I can understand, because all of us agree that should be open, all of us agree that is micromanagement. If we are telling them what to do, that is up to the general manager. But I believe that I'm hearing something else here. And that something else is stealing our station, a general manager that is not giving the whole power, and in a way is an undercurrent power there that kind of limit or confront whatever the general manager wants to do. If we believe that that's the reason, I agree totally, no, this motion. We should say, we support Obadike, whatever action he's taking, and we will be 100% behind him. If that is what that means, because I have the idea that that is what is behind. Mm-hmm. You know, that in a way, he's, you know, somebody else is saying, well, you know, you're here for a little bit of time. I mean, don't make waves. If that is the idea, I think that we should change that motion, say we support the general manager 100%. Whatever action he thinks that needs to be taken, needs to be taken now, and we will be behind him in every action that he takes.
Okay, are you stating an amendment to the motion?
I want to hear from the makers before if that was the idea. If we feel that, we should make it.
How many of you people have listened to Open Journal in the last, say, six months?
But no, let's make it less than 3 months.
3 months?
Because it's changed in the law.
What?
Really? What? What do you think of the program that's called Voice? Is that okay, similar?
We're running out of time. It's almost 8 o'clock. I'm sorry. Can we stick with this one? Let's know what to do with this one.
I don't think you all understand what it's like to be in a radio station. He's not my boss. He's my equal. He has a different role in the station. I'm making decisions sitting in on staff meetings, and I'm not a staff member technically. And I'm trying to make you understand what it's like to do a radio show. And I don't think you want to conceive of it. Somebody wants to argue like you want to whip somebody into line. And that's not the way it works. It's not the way it works at KPFT. It will probably work at KILZ down the street, but not there. And that is the most open. They're far more open than I would. Over decade, let them get away, do things, show respect for him. And he knows my attitude is far more, maybe he's Stalinist. I just want to get something done and have some money in the bank. I don't want to, this BS anymore. But that's not what he does. And you're lucky enough to have a manager that doesn't do that. But you better take pause.
Thank you. Okay, we are 3 minutes
late. Let's go to the vote.
Okay.
Do we think that we need a vote now? A substitute?
A what?
I want a substitute to make that motion.
Oh, you're going to do an amendment?
So just a point of information. Can you please read the original amendment?
The original amendment was?
No, it was not an amendment.
I'm sorry, motion. The original motion.
I'm sorry. A motion encouraging producers to reopen the phone lines to members of the community. Open journal. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, maybe it's an amendment. We should add the KPFT LSB supports the interim general manager of the Kiki Kamau and all his decisions about the program.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. I didn't get the last part.
No, it's not a substitute. It will be an amendment, right, for that one.
Right. Yeah. Substitute.
We're going to go to public comment.
Then we will, we're tabling this. We'll start back with it when the public comment is over. Do you want to gather back for that?